The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
If the opposition can't smell blood this year, we're as well pack it in, because even if Comerford's kickouts are as good as Cluxton's, every team is taking a step forward.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Euro 2000. Held in Belgium and the Netherlands, Euro 2000 was the first ever European Championships to be co-hosted and is famous for its matches of supreme quality and stupendous goals, 85 to be exact, with the best save to last. Holders Germany went out with a whimper in the group stages, so all eyes were on world champions France, with many wondering if this era-defining squad could capitalise on the historic success of 2 years earlier. And while competition would be tight, French confidence was high and the vibes were good heading into Euro 2000.
That team in 2000 doesn't need a manager. They don't need anyone. You and I could have been there, Thierry Henry and David Trezeguet and Robert Pires, for example. 2 years down the line, you're a more experienced player. You play in a better team.
Even if we talk about Zinedine Zidane, for example, in 2000, he was a much more better player, more consistent than he was in 1998. So if you had the defense, I think that at the time that was the best defense in the world.
The Patrick Vieira of 2000 is simply one of the greatest midfielders on the planet. So there had been an evolution, and we were aware of that. And because of that, despite the fact that it was an incredibly, a tournament played at the highest level, people were very confident going into it, absolutely.
Drawn in Group D, France eased past Denmark and the Czech Republic, meaning they could rest players in the final group game against co-hosts and title contenders, the Netherlands.
First of all, I mean, we started with the two weakest opponents in the group. And so we avoided the confrontation, all or nothing confrontation, against the team that I think on paper was the best in that at the Euro. I still can't believe they didn't win that. The Dutch, obviously.
Spain were the opposition in the last eight. 2-1 ahead after a sumptuous Zinedine Zidane free kick, Spain were awarded a penalty right at the death. Star striker Raul would step up.
That penalty for Raul, all the French think it's not a pen. It's never a pen. Barthez is still arguing this is not a pen. And Joel Kaef curses it. And if you watch again, Joel Kaef, when everybody's outside of the box, apart from Barthez and Raul, Joel Kaef walks past the ball, and you can see he talks at the ball, then walks past Raul, says something to Raul that even to this day, none of Joel Kaef or Raul has said. And Joel Kaef says, I know he's going to miss. He said, I know he's going to miss. And Raul blasted the ball over the bar. And Joel Kaef to this day says, it's thanks to me and the way I cursed him and the ball, that they missed that pen and that we win this game 2-1.
An excellent Thierry Henry combined with Nicolas Anelka to send France into extra time against Portugal in the semi-final. Everything creative from France was now coming through Zidane.
This is maybe the best individual performance that Zinedine Zidane has put together. With any team, any level, any competition, the semi-final against Portugal is unplayable, is untouchable.
His decisive moment came 3 minutes before penalties when Abel Xavier handled Sylvain Wiltord's shot. Penalty, ruthlessly dispatched by Zidane. Golden goal. France were into the final. Manager Roger Lemaire now had a selection headache in attack ahead of the final against arch-rivals Italy.
The fact that Lemaire was very faithful to Christophe Dugarry. Now, that's something that people were not too happy about. The fact that a player whom they considered inferior to others, to other attacking players, was the favorite. And the reason for that is that everybody knew that Zidane and Dugarry were best mates. You know, it's the Bordeaux connection here. And that created some controversy.
A star-studded Italy dominated the final and deservedly took the lead through surprise pick Marco Dal Vecchio. France rode their luck on several occasions. There was still just a goal in it, but Italy oozed confidence as full-time approached.
The mistake that they made, one is they believed too early that they won it. And the French would say they could see them on the bench celebrating already.
They were absolutely incensed. And you talk to anybody, I remember talking to Thierry about it, perceived as Italian arrogance in that game. And you probably heard about that, how the French were completely, you know, absolutely irate with the Italians, where they perceived some of the comments they overheard and things like that. They thought, we're going to show them. And they did.
Lemaire introduced three players that would change everything. Sylvain Wiltord, Robert Pires and David Trezeguet. But time was running out.
It was over. Because we'd never been that team. You know, we'd never been that team like the Germans coming back from nowhere. This is not us. This is not in the French DNA. We don't We don't fight until the end. We don't always believe, you know, that's not us. The Wiltord goal is like, wow, how have they allowed this? How have we come back from the dead? We were dead. How?
Thank goodness.
You just had to look at the Italians' faces. The whole world has been shattered.
It was extra time, which meant golden goal. Perez dribbled down the left and pulled it back to Trezeguet, who unleashed a ferocious shot. Time stood still across France.
Every French person will remember where they were when David Trezeguet scored that goal. And we know it's the golden goal, so when that goal comes, this is it, it's over. And we know already we're going to go on the Champs-Élysées. I think in your wildest dream, you don't think it could be such a beautiful, pure, perfect finish, perfect goal. And yet, David Trezeguet provided.
It's a moment of joy, the lack of which, you know, there is nothing to compare with it.
Maybe the Trezeguet one is the best. Maybe it has to be the number one, the most important, the most beautiful. But yeah, maybe it has to be number one.